Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The point I'm trying to make, churches come and go. Big churches, and I ain't even talking about little churches, come and go. How many churches are now closing their doors? This ain't in my notes, but let me just share this with you, and then we'll get back. Jesus Christ, same yesterday. A lot of churches are closing their doors, and they're blaming COVID. They've blamed everything under the sun. But let me tell you why I believe a lot of these churches are closing their doors. Number one, a bunch of lazy preachers. They no longer want to have service on Sunday morning. They quit having Sunday school. If you check it out, most churches today, they just have a morning worship service. They don't have Sunday school. Lord help if they have a Wednesday night prayer meeting, or if they have a Sunday night service, or Sunday night Bible study. And what happened after COVID? Of course, churches were shutting down. I understand all that. I ain't going there. But there's a bunch of these pastors got lazy. They no longer went out. Because they like sitting in their chair doing their services in their lazy boy and live stream. And then when they got back into church, they don't study. Are y'all following what I'm talking about? Let me tell you another thing. They've tried to accommodate people, and they've got away from the Word of God. They no longer preach, thus saith the Lord. Now they preach their feelings, or what they think, or some social thing to make everybody happy. Most of these churches that are churches this morning, you could preach the same message in any kind of setting this morning. And again, I read Dr. McAllister, talked to him yesterday. He has a wonderful website. I encourage anybody to visit raymcallister.com. And then he's got a bunch of articles. I told Dr. McAllister yesterday, I read some of his articles. And one of them was on the church, and the other one was on music. You want to get some people mad, start talking about music. And let me tell you why a lot of these churches are closing down, all right? There's two types of churches. Is this boring to y'all? Okay. There's these churches that they've gotten away from the singing of the hymns. They've gotten away from what they call it traditional and old fuddy-duddy and old-fashioned. And now what they're doing, they're singing these praise and worship songs. They got these bright light, these lights. Isn't it amazing they dim the church light, auditorium lights, but they put the lights up here on the stage where there's purple, green, and they just shine in all. They had the smoke, and they have all it to entertain people. As long as y'all let me stay here as pastor, we ain't putting no spotlights on me. It's to be on him. It's to be on him. Our church is growing, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. And it's not because we've compromised. I think just the opposite. We're staying true to God's word. Are y'all mad at me? Okay. We're singing godly music. What is wrong? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from him. Instead of this other stuff, Kayla went to look at a college last year. I think I told you this. Southeastern, she was just invited. And they showed us what one of their worship service was. And I thought I was in a rock con. Them guys were just, I said, oh, my soul, you ain't going here. Anyway, we just went out of courtesy. Somebody wanted us to come and all. But churches are, that's where they're going, the direction they're going. And you can't straddle the fence. And a lot of churches are trying to straddle the fence. Well, it's very uncomfortable to straddle a fence. I'm just going to leave it there, okay? Yeah, and so if you're going to do something, do it well. And most of these churches who are trying to get on that side, they're singing as hard. I told you over the past few months, I've been checking out some, not just Baptist churches in our area, their websites and all. I'm thinking, man, they have a praise and worship team up there, and they're not even good singers. I'm picking on nobody, but if you're going to do it well, okay? I'm glad we still have a choir. I checked, there's very few churches today, I'm talking about in our area, that have a choir. And we're gaining some people from other churches that they are tired of that. The old J. Vernon McGee, remember him where the rubber hits the road? He used to say their religion is an inch thick and a mile wide. If you get what they're teaching, their doctrine. So I'm just saying, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A lot of churches are changing, people are changing, preachers are changing, but God never changes. His word never changes. People may try to change the word. That's why there's so many different versions. People would call it perversions of God's word. But there's only one Bible that we would have, and that's what we preach out of, James Bible. But let me dissect this real quick. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word Jesus connects him with humanity. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 21. If I can find it. I got so many things marked in my Bible for Matthew 1:21. And he shall bring forth a son, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So the name Jesus, it literally means Savior. And it connects Jesus with humanity. Jesus is fully man. He wasn't half God and half man, but he was fully man. And the name Christ, that's why we use the name Jesus Christ. Jesus connects him with humanity. The name Christ connects him with deity. So there's a humanity and a deity. The word Christ literally means the anointed one. Matthew 16:16. All y'all are very familiar with this passage of scripture where Jesus is speaking in Caesarea there, and Jesus asks his disciples, who do people say that I am? Well, they answer that. Then Jesus asked Peter, said, who do you say that I am? Well, Matthew 16:16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The word Christ literally means God's anointed one. So we see Jesus, the name, connects him with humanity. Christ, his name, would be connected as deity. So that's why I said Jesus Christ, the same. The word, the phrase the same means the unchangeable nature of Jesus Christ. The immutability. He never changes. He's always wise. Always has been, always will be. Do you know that nothing ever occurred to God? I was using an example here the other day talking to somebody here on the property back here by the apartments back here. I don't remember who it was now. It used to be an old TV commercial. And when I was a kid, and when something was explained to another person, he had a can of V8, and he hit his head with that can of V8. He said, wow, I could have had a V8. You know, like an idea came to him. It didn't occur to him before. You see it in cartoons where a little light bulb, appears over somebody's head. Something occurred to them that previously they had not known. That never happens to God. He's all wise. Nothing's ever occurred to him. God's not up there scratching his head, I wonder what I'm going to do now. No, God is sovereign. He knows from the beginning to the end and everything in between. He's always wise. Nothing ever occurred to God. God's always good. He never changes. He's always good. He's always just. He's always holy. He's always gracious. He's always merciful. He's always faithful. He's always compassionate. And we go on and on and on. He doesn't change. Now, we change. I can hear some of you wives telling your husbands, you change. You ain't the same person you was when I married you. Well, the truth of the matter is probably the wife is the one that changed. I shouldn't have said that either. None of God's attributes are limited to sometimes. They are always and forever. Jesus never changes in his character, never changes in his love, never changes in his power or his purpose.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters live in concert. That's March 17th at 6 p.m. this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.